Any player will stand in front of you and tell you that they're confident in their abilities. And I'm no different. I feel that what I've been able to do at the University of Oregon, what I've learned, has prepared me for this level. I haven't been able to communicate with them at all.
Jamison Crowder, podium B. Jamison Crowder, podium B.
Yeah, I've been able to, while working with Kevin O'Connell, he's given me a play sheet, and at night he tells me to just read the play calls out loud, and that's some little, but I think as this process goes, it's going to help me whenever whatever team that I get to in terms of just speaking in the huddle and articulating the plays.
How new is that for you?
It's new. I haven't done it since high school, so it's been a while. Yes, I'll be throwing here. It was something that I had decided. I felt that I was ready and prepared to do it. Feels good. No, not at all. Could you repeat that question? I think for any rookie quarterback, it's going to be an adjustment. Stepping up into this new level. For me, I'm going to continue to absorb as much as I can, learn from all the people that I can, and do my best in whatever situation that I get into. Not necessarily. You can't really, for me, I don't really compare myself to other players. I really just try to make myself the best player that I can be, and you really limit yourself if you compare yourself to others. So that's something that I was taught at a young age. So for me, I just really focus on myself and make sure that I can be the best player that I can be. For us, it's going to be huddling. I haven't huddled in a while, so that'll be one thing. And to everyone, it seems like a little detail, but that is kind of a big thing. So, there's other things as well, in terms of, the 3, 5, 7 step drops under center. But, that's all stuff that I've been able to work on the last month and will continue to work on. It's been good. I've been able to work in with Kevin O'Connell, and actually Phillip Rivers has come out and helped us out as well. So that's been good.
Marcus, how do you react when you hear NFL types say, "Well, I haven't seen the NFL throws on tape"? What do you react when you hear people say that?
Again, that's other people's opinions. That's something that I can't control. For me, all it takes is one team to believe in me and to give me an opportunity, and I'll do my best to make the most of it.
Marcus, if the huddling is the biggest aspect that you mentioned in the transition, would it be beneficial for you in your career to land with a team like the Eagles, or one that does a no huddle a lot or all? I mean, would that be better for your career?
No, not necessarily. That's not really the biggest transition. It's part of the process. There's a lot of different things that you have to go through as a rookie quarterback, and for me, that's one thing amongst a lot. And I'm going to have to do my best to be able to handle all of it.
Marcus, do you believe you're the number one quarterback in this draft?
As an athlete, as a competitor, any person will tell you that they're the best, and I truly believe that in myself. We'll see whatever decision is made, but I got to go in with that mentality.